This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Heokuva. Heokuva?
Heckova.
Heckova.
I always say Heckova. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he's a heck of a monster.
There's a monster in my podcast.
He's a... Okay.
Yeah.
This guy. Well, this is a good session. We should say that, like, just because it won't make any sense to anybody listening, but
right.
The next 3 weeks or 4 weeks that we're covering today.
Yeah, we record these
a
month at a time, and we're in a good stretch. We've got a lot of energy right now. We're starting with an inverted monk.
Yes, this is a good guy. I like this. I like this illustration. I like the flavor. This thing rules.
Normally, we're very opposed to a monster that is obviously just a different monster with a different kind of clothes, like different set of clothes on.
Yeah, like what if a skeleton like had some costume?
Yeah,
like what if a skeleton was a background actor in a Christmas Carol.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Christmas Carol.
what the fuck, a Christmas Carol?
Yeah. Just like, what? I step on one of these Legos again, you're not getting shit.
Well, what if a skeleton traipsed farcically through some kind of tattered rags store? You know, like
yeah.
They have. Gary, I want to call your attention on this illustration before we talk about the substance of this character. We have another fucking monster whose feet are wrapped up with bandages.
It's a good thing for feet, man. Like,
am I doing something wrong?
No, like you try to draw a skeleton foot. Like, there's nobody knows how the foot bones work.
Okay.
There's those weird longos, and then there's yeah. like little guys at the end. I don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it, a heel bone? What shape is that? Is it a ball? Is it a like a disc?
I think so.
You know?
This is a problem that nobody's been able to solve. You know, I think that we've been giving what's his name, Mr. Deadpool,
Rob Liefeld.
Yeah, we've been giving Rob Liefeld a lot of shit, and I owe him an apology.
Listen, Cole. Listen, audience. There are four bones: skull, femur, ribs, hips. Those are the only bones anyone's ever drawn. Everything else is just like an abstract guess.
Right.
Notwithstanding
the fact that we see some very lovingly illustrated hands.
Sure.
I see some metacarpals and some
zetacarpals.
Yeah. Oh, he just got it right.
That's a guess.
Nobody's seen a hand bone.
Yeah. He just looked at his hand. It was just like, This is how fingos work. So these are undead like monks, and not like the Final Fantasy Tactic monks.
No,
the religious kind.
Yeah, this is a guy who would have brewed some beer in his time, and also drawn some body images in the side of a manuscript.
And you know, anything that undid his vows, like broke his vows.
Mm.
And it's one of those things where the punishment is just like insane. You know, like you have some kind of vow, like, oh, can't eat fish for this month or something like that. And then all of a sudden you're doomed to wander for eternity as Johnny moans a lot, who can look like his former self and set up monasteries as grotesque parodies of
yep.
his former home with corpses posing as parishioners.
Yep.
All because you had a fucking Swedish fish on a Friday or something like that. Like,
I didn't know there was gelatin.
Yeah, what
did you think a Swedish fish was made of? Heck of a, come on.
Like just sugar.
But the thing is, this guy's very resourceful. This is only a semi-intelligent creature, so I think that it's mostly programmed in as habit for him to turn those crosses upside down or whatever.
Mm.
That mark of tear upside down. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's not doing it, but the fact that that's such a good creepy detail that he goes through the motions
yeah.
of like having this misremembered perverted version of his old life.
Mhm.
You know, like this happens, to Cole. Cole, I don't know what your creed is, but you violate it somehow. And
you accidentally break your copy of Assassin's Creed. No.
Yeah. Yeah. You broke it. You've broken your creed. And you, you become one of these things, and like you go to your house and you're spreading crumbs all over the floor and you're adjusting all your frames to be crooked, like just habitually with the same rhythms as which you used to clean.
Yeah. Yeah. I also like that these guys will just, they'll go on pilgrimage as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't pick up with that goof. I think that you had you did good. I didn't know there was any more of it.
No, it's okay. I the cadence of it was as if that actually hurt your feelings because you have broken your creed and you're going to become a heck of a
No, I should have said something, but that broke my creed as well. Fuck. No, this is really hard.
The vow of silence. Well, it's really hard not to become a heck of a. It's like, you just stumble on in. Fuck. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, the traveling in groups, which they look like pilgrims, but they can only moan.
Mm-hmm.
So you like stop them and you're just like, you know, sir, I've been attacked by some of these insects we're going to talk about later in the month. I need a cure disease or one of them's going to eat my brain. Can you please cast cure disease on me? And they just turn to you and do the fucking body snatchers like, you know, and the next thing you know, you're strung up in like a church that has bones instead of, you know, a chandelier and like blood instead of bones. And it's just this whole nightmare thing.
And the thing is, he may not eat, like, they don't reveal themselves to be that until they attack. So after he, you know, body snatches you, he will then add your face to his repertoire of polymorphs. So then all of a sudden he goes out to your buddies.
Yeah.
And, hey, Cole, what's up? Oh, and then your dwarf.
You want us to go check out that? You want us to go check out that rotting cave? With the upside down cross over there? Oh, okay. Okay. Two bones for yes. One bone for no. Should we bring our arms and equipment? Okay. Okay. Let's
He likes a challenge.
Yeah. I inverted the one and two thing to protect me from Hecuba.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.